Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You may know her as Randall's daughter, Tess Pearson, on This Is Us. We have Eris Baker on the phone. Hi, Eris.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show. We are huge fans of the show This Is Us. We're huge
thank
fans
you.
Of you. What an exciting role for you to play. And I have to tell you, after last week's episode, JC and I were talking about it. We don't want to give any spoilers in case people are catching up, but we lost our breath on last week's episode.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Last week's episode was definitely one that people were waiting for, because we just got back from break, and I'm really happy, like, with all of the positive feedback, and I'm so excited for you guys to see, like, the rest of the episodes. It's going to be amazing.
I know you can't answer this, but I'm praying that your character is not involved with how last week's episode ended.
There's not much I can say, and you also never know what the writers are going to come up with, but that just gives you another reason to stay tuned every Tuesday at 9 p.m., because I want all your guys' questions to be answered in it, for sure.
It's such a great show. Now, you're 14 years old?
I am. I'm 14.
How old were you when you started doing the show?
I was 10 years old. Yeah, I was 10.
Now, how did this all come to be? How did you get this role? Was this something that they came to you? Did you try out for it? How did that all happen?
Yeah, so I actually tried out for Tess Pearson when I was 10. They didn't come to me. I just went to them like a regular audition. And I really thought that I was not getting the part, because I thought that I did horrible in the audition room. But turns out they loved me, so they gave me the part. And I've been with them for 4 years.
What made you think that you did horrible in the audition? I mean, I can't see any other kid playing Tess Pearson. You are her. How could you have done terrible?
I was messing up on my lines a little bit, and then I was just like, oh my gosh, I totally bombed this. But turns out I only messed up on my lines for one line, so I totally just exaggerated it in my head. But yeah, they said that I did really good, and I'm still surprised to this day, because I thought, you know, I can't believe I'm in this position.
How far in advance do you get, how far in advance do you know what's going to happen when it comes to filming? Do you get the script a week out? How far, in advance do you know the plot of the show?
Probably a few days. Yeah, two or three days. They give the script before I go on set.
I got to imagine that with your character storyline, Tess, coming out last season, that you've probably received a lot of feedback from people on that. Maybe people that were going through the same thing, and they saw your character and what she went through. Have you heard from a lot of people?
I did. It really happened the night Tess actually came out on TV. I just got Instagram DMs and so many comments, and then just still that week, so many people were just coming up to me and just honestly just saying thank you, because you don't see lots of people coming out that is Tess's age on television, and her being a role model for other kids, and maybe just other people, maybe even adults too, that are going through the same thing, truly inspired them. And that was the main goal when I did that scene, so I'm very happy with how it came out.
This might be a silly question, but with the haircut episode, did you really cut your hair for that episode?
I did. My hair is really cut right now.
And do you like the new look? Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I actually thought that I was going to hate my hair. I thought that I didn't have the head for a short haircut, but I love it. I absolutely love my short hair.
Tell us, what's the best thing about being famous now? Do you get one of those escorts when you go to Disneyland? What's the best part?
I don't even really consider myself famous. I'm not really famous at all. I feel just a regular teenager, which is really cool. I don't get escorted anywhere. Sometimes when I go to the Grove or whatever, I go out, then people start to notice me, but especially with my short hair, people will look to, like, the back of my head, and, like, I already know, like, it's the girl from Test and, like, from This Is Us. But yeah, I really feel like a normal girl, and I just have a job, honestly.
I like seeing the flash forwards that they do, and older Tess. Man, you guys look exactly alike. Is that not crazy for you?
She's my doppelganger. Like, she looks exactly like me. I'm just like, oh my god. The first time I met her, I was just like, I was looking at myself. And I was older, like, this is what I'm going to look like.
If you're like, yes, I'm gorgeous. I love it.
Honestly, that's what I thought.
Well, we are such fans of the show, Eris, and we're so excited to watch the episode tonight. If you saw it last week, it ended on a cliffhanger. We're kind of like freaking out a little bit, and we're hoping everything turns out well. Like I said, no spoilers, but thanks for taking the time to come on the show this morning, Eris.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun doing this interview with you guys.
Great talking to you. Have a great day.
See ya.
You as well. Okay.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.